الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه.
Quran Quest, a program on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The show is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran together with Brother Habib to learn from them and practice them in our lives. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Habib. Thank you for being with us.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
And so we are on verse 43 of chapter 70 of the Quran, Surah Al-Ma'arij. Let's listen to these few verses and we'll be back for the discussion. Don't go away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeeb. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
يَوْمَ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ سِرَاعًا كَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَى نُصُبٍ يُوفِضُونَ.
The day they will emerge from the graves rapidly, as if they were toward an erected idol hastening.
خاشعة أبصارهم ترهقهم ذلة ذلك اليوم الذي كانوا يوعدون.
Their eyes humbled, humiliation will cover them. That is the day which they had been promised.
You just listened to verses 43 and 44 of chapter 70 of the Quran, Surah Al-Ma'arij. So, there were disbelievers, Brother Habib, who made fun of the Prophet's idea and said that, listen, before you get to heaven, we're going to already be there. And God subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding and telling them that what their opinions are baseless, they're mocking, will be answered, and he tells the Prophet to let them be because he's already done everything that he could do for them. And then there comes a threat. They shall encounter their day, which they are promised, the day when they emerge from their graves, hastening, as if racing towards a target, with a humbled look in their eyes, overcast by abasement. That is the day they had been promised. Yikes.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that promised day. How is it going to be? How is the humiliation of that day going to be for those who mock the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, mock the belief of Day of Judgment? And that day they will emerge from their graves and they would run rapidly towards an erected idol hastening. And it means just as they used to race whenever an idol was newly appointed to be the first of its worshippers, same thing. They would race from that grave, from the first of people or the fastest, and they would be lost.
Lost.
Lost. Mm-hmm. Where should they go?
Lost on the Day of Judgment. Wow.
Yes.
Not good.
Absolutely not good, because that's the day where you're going to be judged. And if you're lost on that day, good luck with it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get good luck anyway.
So they're running towards an idol on the Day of Judgment?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is comparing the two pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen this a lot in the Quran, and we will see it a lot more. Like, how was their status in this world? They would hasten towards idol worshipping. They are hastening out of their graves, but where?
They don't even know where they're going.
They don't know where they're going.
And they have a humble look in their eyes. They know that they've messed up.
Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing their characteristics on that day, their body appearances. Their eyes are humbled. You know when you see someone fall into humbleness, how their eyes are? That body language that they have. Their face is covered in humiliation. And you know with that humiliated face, how it looks like? This is the day that they have been promised. This is the day that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi has been calling them towards. This is the day that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi has been trying his best and his hardest to warn them about, to caution them about, yet they mocked, yet they make fun of, yet they deluded, they called it crazy beliefs, they called it magic. Why? For worldly desires. The love of worldly matters.
Worldly desires cause a lot of problems for us. Can we talk about that after the break?
No problem.
Let's take a short break and we'll be back to talk about worldly desires. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and just before the break, we were saying that people who mock the Prophet about the Day of Judgment, they will be raised from their graves on the Day of Judgment, humiliated and with a humble face. They know that they messed up, and they know that there's nothing they can do. What they used to make fun of turned out to be true. And why did they reject it? Because of their worldly interests. Worldly interests really get in the way sometimes of accepting the truth. The question is, how much is it okay for us to pursue worldly interests, even if it means in a halal way?
First of all, before answering your question, it's important to put out that worldly interest doesn't always mean fame and fortune. Worldly interest can mean, for example, being loved, being adored.
Feeling like you're part of the community, of the cool guys.
To some extent, that, yes. Being called knowledgeable, being called respected,
not
feared,
even money. Yeah.
Known to be this good person. Mm. It's not always about money. It's not always about specific, you know, sexual attractions or lust or gluttony or whatever.
Mm.
It could be for these things: the love of fame, the love of being respected, the love of this, the love of that. Yeah. All these are considered to be worldly, you know, desires.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that wealth, for example, in itself is not bad or not good. It's neutral.
Depends on how you use it.
Depends on how you use it, how you gain it. Fame as well. You know, if I came from a famous family, was it in my hand that I became famous? No. How do I use that fame? How did I reach the fame is also another question as well.
It reminds me of what I read a few days ago in a book. It was said that there might be a person who has nothing in the world except a bicycle, but he is so attached to that bicycle that he becomes worldly. Whereas there can be a person who is very rich, but he uses that richness, that wealth, on the path of God subhanahu wa ta'ala. He recognizes that it's for God, and he uses it for good. So wealth in itself, and how wealthy a person is, isn't really a sign of...
Yeah. Everyone has their own test. We talked about this before, about how everyone's test. One can be tested by wealth, one can be tested by poverty, or with poverty. And at the end of the day, it's like how Al-Allama Al-Majlisi puts it out there. Who's the slave? The money or you?
Oh, that's a nice way to put it,
Of course, this word from Al-Allama Al-Majlisi is available in Ayn al-Hayat. The book Ayn al-Hayat, very nice book, 2 chapters. The first chapter has been translated in English. The translation is not that bad, but it's at least it's available in English. And also, I think the translator summarized a lot of things in it, so unfortunately.
Mm.
But the idea is that, who's controlling who? Are you controlling the money, or is the money controlling you? And you don't see this unless you, for example, have... I'm going to bring up an example.
Yeah.
For example, you have new shoes, right? So the new shoes that you have and you're wearing, are you controlling the shoes, or are the shoes controlling you? Are you willing to walk in mud to save a human being? Or no, I'm not going to walk in the mud to sit for human beings. Why? Because my shoes, Maulana, $10,000. So who's controlling who?
Mm-hmm.
See, when you're not going into the mud for the shoe's sake, the shoes is controlling you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go into the mud to save another person, for example, that's considered you saving the shoe. That's the reality of the zuhd available in the sayings of Ahlul Bayt, alayhum as-salam. You control what you have. You don't let anything else control you. And when you control what you have, Hussein, what happens? You only let Allah control you. You only let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to order you to do this and to do that. Another example that we have in our society is fame. The sickness of fame, it causes people to defend, for example, put it out there, LGBT groups. Why? For the sake of gaining more followers. Oh, this person is woke. He gets more followers. Oh, you don't defend LGBT, if you're not woke, what happens? You lose your followers, you lose people. So who's controlling who? Are you controlling your fame? Or is the fame controlling you?
Oh, that's really great advice. You know, it's just so simple. Qalla wa dalla. It's short and it's a great criteria. Who is the slave?
Yeah.
And then you understand who is the God, basically. Thank you very much. Let's take a break before our last part on chapter 70. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
This is the last part of this episode, and it's also the last part that we're going to be doing on chapter 70 of the Quran. We talked a lot, and we learned a lot from Sheikh Habib. Thank you very much, Sheikh Habib. We talked about how people are generally astray. We talked about the principles that a person has to uphold not to be astray. We talked about how some people get stuck in worldly desires, how some people get stuck in worldly desires and they become slaves to their worldly interests. This was a very wonderful discussion. So, two questions. Sheikh Habib, is there a favorite verse here that you would like to highlight for us from this chapter?
In all reality, yes. The verse that really just pops up to my, you know, my mind when I think about Surah Al-Ma'arij actually is Kalla inna khalaqnahum mimma ya'lamun. Yeah, that verse really just sticks out. It pretty much, I believe it summarizes the entire
chapter.
And it's very beautiful. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no, it's not as you think that you will enter paradise. How does he give the answer? He says that we know what you were created from. Return to your creation, return back, go back to from where you come.
From the disgusting
source. Yeah, from your origins. Been. Your origins are weak. Your origins are disgusting, are dirty.
What lets you think you can mock the prophet?
You can mock the prophet, have false beliefs, think that you're going to enter paradise without this and without that. And you cannot enter paradise unless you are in a certain characteristics. You will not be in these curtains, you will not reach paradise if you do not have these curtains characteristics. Why? Because human beings, if they're not limited, as we stated again and again, they will enter a straight path. So this verse really just pops up to my mind and it really returns you to a reality. When you see this, when you view yourself, I mean, I've seen a comedian once stated, and he was talking about how all human beings are equal and we should all be humble. He's like, even think about the Queen of England taking a restroom break, going to the restroom. What's so special about her going to the restroom? Me and you go to the restroom, Hussein. Every human being goes to the restroom. We're all the same creations. And sometimes, you know, society creates fake and illusional statuses. This is a king, this is a queen, this is a servant, this is this.
Well, nowadays, fake internet statuses like karma and whatever.
At the end of the day.
Which people care about, actually care about.
At the end of the day, our reality is that we're human beings. We are creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're created from the same liquid. And we will continue to be reproduced with the same liquid. And we have been here, we are placed in this world not for no reason. We have been placed for a reason. This reason needs a day of judgment. this day of judgment asks us, drives us to do good, to stay away from bad. And it's a struggle that we must take. It is a struggle, no one denies that. It is hard. At the end of the day, we have to take it. Mm-hmm. So whenever you recite such verses, it returns you to your purpose of life. And unfortunately, a lot of us are forgetting our purpose of life. World is like this. Wherever you see, there's no mirror. There's no, how do I put it? Thing to remind you, except the verses of such verses of the Quran mm-hmm. nowadays. And wherever you go, business, loans, debit, relaxing, I don't know, thinking about movies, thinking about sports, thinking about what to eat, thinking about how to have fun, how to have a good time. Nothing reminds you about your true purpose of life other than these verses that we are reading. And you guys are falling on RIB English Radio.
Thank you. Yes, yes. So that is the whole goal, really, to study the Quran, not just utter the words. That is the real goal.
And Surah Al-Ma'raj, upon reciting the verses and pondering upon the verses, really the thing that really just made me, how I trying to develop myself is to always remember.
Yeah.
That's something
new. I loved the pieces where we talked about Salah and why Salah is important. And I also love the last verses that were about the Day of Judgment, because I like it when I'm scared by the Day of Judgment. It really makes me humble. Thank you very much, Brother Habib. It wouldn't have been possible without you sharing your valuable time with us. And thanks for our wonderful listeners for being with us and being our encouragement to keep this program going. If you missed it, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and all our previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Till next episode, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, the program that answers your Quranic questions.